Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back to the Mark Reardon Show. Brad Young in today. Thanks for hanging out with us. Lots of great comments on the YouTube channel. If you'd like to check those out as the show proceeds, just go to YouTube.com, put in Mark Reardon Show, and you will be directed to the right place. In the meantime, I get the pleasure to talk to legendary meteorologist Dave Murray. Dave, great to talk to you, sir.
Oh, I think you've come to the wrong place.
No, I haven't.
Thank you.
In days like these, though, I got to tell you, there's tropes in every business, right? If you watch a mystery movie and somebody has a gun before the first commercial, you know somebody's going to die in the next segment, right? Those are tropes.
Yeah.
And one of the tropes that we have in weather that my wife and I always laugh about is in the winter, we're told, make sure you wear warm, layered clothing. And I always say, oh, honey, I was going to go out in my bathing suit. It's only 0 degrees outside. And in summer, we always hear the same trope where light-fitting clothing and drink plenty of fluids. And even though it's a trope, it's actually true, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, it's though I sometimes wonder, it's like, okay, how many times do we need to tell you people this, right?
Yep.
Darn, I was going to wear my wool sweater today, it's going to be 95.
And have a nice hot bowl of soup.
Oh, yeah. But tell us about, because I'm interested in this from the meteorological perspective, that we oftentimes hear about what's called a heat dome, where you've got this dome of air, like I'm telling you. I'm not trying to tell you like you don't know, but we hear about a heat dome, and I haven't been hearing that terminology used for what we're going through or what we're on the cusp of going through this weekend. So what is it that's going to park these high temperatures, high humidity right over our area for the next 3 or 4 days?
Yeah, it is just a giant dome of summer high pressure. It will cover most of the eastern two-thirds of the nation over the next couple of days. Today for us was the transition day. Not too bad, and the evening's not too bad, but the next several days are going to be tough. The thing is about these is that they get in a position for us and they start to pump in the moisture from the Gulf of Mexico. So it is really, really a humid air mass that's coming up direct from the south. And also these things are really tough to push out. A little cool front from the northwest is not going to push it out. They put a dent in it, and we have a shot of that Wednesday of next week. But usually it takes a really strong storm system to push these things out. Sometimes it is a storm that comes in off the West Coast. Sometimes it's a tropical storm or a hurricane that comes into it and tries to push it out. So this is our first heat wave of the summertime. It's a little bit late in my book because we just hit 90 plus on Tuesday of this week for the first time. But we're looking Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Sunny, hot, humid, 98 for high temperatures each day. The heat index, what it feels like, 105 to 107. The hottest time of day this time of year is from 3 to about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. We're going to be very close to a record on Saturday. The record's 99 from 1988. The record on Sunday is 102 from 1930. And the record on Monday is 101 from 1930. So I think the Sunday and the Monday records are safe, but we're going to be close tomorrow. And it's just something that we get used to. Also, the big deal about St. Louis in this is that it's a bit of a stagnant air mass. And with all our brick buildings in the urban environment, the city does not cool down much at night. Nighttime temperatures, we're talking probably 78, 79, 80 degrees. Now, the surrounding suburbs will drop into the low 70s. It's a big difference. But it allows the city environment, the urban heat island, so to speak, to warm up very quickly because it's going to be full sunshine. It's going to be 100% sun, and it will go to work by about 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning.
And the other trope that I always like to mock, Dave, and I'm just being completely honest with you, is when people say, oh, it's going to be 105 in Phoenix, but it's a dry heat. You know, I always hear that and I laugh. But I was in Phoenix not too long ago. It was hot, and it didn't feel that bad. So when we look at the St. Louis, and particularly with this heat dome that we're going to be dealing with over the next few days, that high humidity really does make a real, actual difference in how it feels, doesn't it?
Ouch.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Tremendous, tremendous. I always call it the wet washcloth feel, except it's kind of a hot, wet washcloth.
Yes.
And yes. Who knows what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Hey, Dave, this is Fred. Is that the same as the wet bulb index?
Yeah, what is that, the wet bulb index?
You're talking about the dew point temperature primarily. And the dew point temperature, the old weather joke is it's the direction the dew points. But that's not it. So, come on, give me a drum roll here, please.
That was horrendous.
Meteorologic humor right there.
I take that.
You'll be here all week. Try the veal.
The dew point temperature is a temperature that is basically where the atmosphere will reach when it hits saturation. And in the summertime, when the dew point temperatures are 70, 71, 72, it means that the thickness, the high humidity is really in place. Why it's important in the forecasting angle of it, humidity is relative humidity. And in the summertime, the atmosphere can hold a lot more moisture than in the wintertime. So we may see tomorrow afternoon, even though it might be 97, 98 degrees, you're going to hear, oh, the relative humidity is only 43%. It's relative humidity. If you look at the dew point temperature, it's going to be like 72, 73. Oof. And that's why we feel it. And that's why the dew point is an important number.
Well, I will be taking a fan tomorrow night to the Muni. I have Muni season tickets on Saturday nights. And I will have a fan with me at the Muni on Saturday night, Dave. But thanks for clearing up some of these tropes. And thanks for joining us this afternoon. Great to talk to you.
You got it. Anytime.
We, of course, are joined by Fred Bottomer, a Hall of Famer. Speaking of Hall of Famers.
Hey, thank you. Hey, the Muni has some great fans, don't they?
Yes.
Overhead now?
They do. And those got put in about 15 years ago.
Yep.
And the old fans were funny because they would fire up these old big fans, and it sounded like a lumbering airplane was coming over, like something that Indiana Jones would fly in. And they were loud, and they had to turn them off during the show. But now they bought some fancy fans from Germany, and they run them through the whole show. It really does make a difference.
It's nice.
I can remember, I think, when those first went back in 10 years or so ago, Bob Powers, a friend of mine that I grew up with, worked at HOK, and he was the one that was involved in getting that all
really?
Together.
You go, Bob.
Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate that, because it really does make a difference when you can actually run those fans during the show, because that stagnant air, as Dave was talking about, that just doesn't move. It's high heat, high humidity. It makes it hard to watch the show. It also makes it hard for me. I've got cards in my pocket, not just my lawyer business cards, but I've got cards in my pocket that say, stop talking. And I give those cards out at the Muni when the people behind me won't shut up. Because I'm here to watch the people on the stage sing and dance and talk. I'm not listening. I'm not here to hear Earl give his comments about what the show is on the stage.
Did you hear that, Fred?
This is a whole other segment.
Yes. Yes.
Oh my. Okay.
Got some personal experience with that?
Interesting.
No, that's just something to talk about.
Yeah.
Well, I'll give you a card, Fred, to take with you. I got some right here in my wallet.
I'd be afraid to talk.
And you just kind of hand it to him, and it says,
does
stop.
That work? How mad do these people get?
Oh, they get mad, but I don't care. You know, they're not going to hit me.
Sue me?
And if they do, I'll sue them. So I don't care. But our trick at the Muni is always the same. My wife gives them the teacher look.
Yeah.
Stop talking. Then my wife gives them the shush. And then when that doesn't work, she looks at me and she kind of gives
time for the card.
Time for the card, and I'm the guy that gives the card because I don't care.
Matthew,
can I ask a very particular legal question for
sure.
an anecdote here?
I already
you
like
hand
it.
Me the card because I'm talking. I don't like this move, and so what I do is I take the card and I flick it back at you, but you're still turned at me and it hits you in the eye.
Yeah.
Can you sue me for that?
Absolutely. Well,
really?
the answer.
You gave me a card and I flick it back at you, because it hits you in the eye, you can sue me.
That's called assault and battery.
Oh man.
So not only can I, but as I tell my clients, my business clients every day, anybody can sue anybody for any reason. So yes, I can.
I guess
sue
I should
you.
Say is a judge going to look on that because you gave me the card with favorably in your favor?
I don't
still.
Care because you're going to have to spend $20,000 to hire a lawyer, and it's only going to cost me my lunch hour.
Brad,
you know what?
Does anybody get so bitter that they just continue to yap?
No, I've never had that. Not once.
Interesting.
I get some grumbling. I get some name calling. I get some questioning of my parentage.
Yes.
But then it typically will die down very quickly.
Very interesting.
So also speaking of very interesting. Coming up next is Sue's News, the best segment on the entire Mark Reardon Show. So stick around. We'll be right back. 97.1 FM Talk.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.